Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom down.
Well, hello, howdy, and welcome to another Lunch Hour Audio Show as we are kicking off your work week. Well, folks, it has been a great weekend. You know, Saturday was the National Day of the American Cowboy. And I'm telling you, this was the perfect time of year to have a day dedicated to all of the cowboys out there. And, you know, we had such a great day spending it at the Andrews Rodeo Company Ranch, just having ourselves a great time. And, you know, makes you really think about how the American cowboy has gotten along these days. And, wow, just really neat. If you guys have not seen our Facebook or our Twitter pages, we've got links posted up to some great tribute videos and some things that, you know, really kind of help reflect on the American cowboy. And, man, excellent stuff. Now, if a lot of you guys have followed along with us here, we were just in Arkansas a couple weeks ago, got a fantastic picture during the Cowboy Christmas run of some saddlebuck riders kind of rolling into town, and boy, you knew they were there, and it is neat. We've got it posted everywhere, including on our show page right here. Making A Radio Network is just proud to be such a part of such a great family. And, you know, we're going to share a little bit about today. We've got a great, great guest lineup here today on today's show to kind of set off the work week. Hopefully you guys are going to enjoy as we sit back here for the next hour or so. Now, Cheyenne Frontier Days, the daddy of them all, wrapped up yesterday. And, wow, what an exciting event that was. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about that as we had our rodeo report last night, where we had an opportunity to go through the results and talk about some of the things that were happening there. You can always go back to makingaradio.com and go back to the archives and actually listen to it there. We'd be happy. Make sure you guys stay tuned to what's happening out there. We've got some correspondents that are now checking in with us, giving us a little bit of a rodeo report from the events that they're attending, talking about the standings and what's happening in the PRCA circuits, the IPRA, PBRs, and many, many more. So you guys can stay tuned to that. Look forward to it every Sunday night, 9 o'clock Central Time. And, of course, it's always archived, so you can go back to makingaradio.com and check it out. But today, we are getting ready to hit the road again. We are hitting the rodeo trail, my friend. You know, just because Cowboy Christmas is kind of wind down doesn't mean that the rodeos are not happening. And where we stand right now, there's a lot of guys who are just outside that top 15 that are looking to make that surge, and there's only a few more events left. So these guys are really pushing hard. We're going to see some exciting stuff this week, and, you know, we're going to let you know exactly where we're going to be in just a few minutes. But we have a contest. We gave you fans the opportunity to guess where we're going to be. Now, I will tell you that last week we had it. We talked a little bit about it on our radio show, so if you've listened to our archives or you listen to our live broadcast, you'll have a chance to go back and find out there. Or it is actually on our website, so you can find out there as well. Make sure that you tag Humps and Horns and make an A for your answer. We're going to give you a few more minutes to kind of lock in your votes there, and we're going to let you know at the end of our show where we're headed as soon as we wrap up today's show. We're on the road. I'm talking about the Make an A Rodeo bus is loaded. We've got everything we need, and we are pulling out just as soon as we can pull up the wheels and set up the chop block. So let's rock and roll, fans. It's time to hit the road, and we're going to have a great week as we start heading out to some rodeos, and we'll be covering things all week long. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We've also got some great guests lined up on our shows. Man, I'm excited. Today's show is going to be great to set us off for the week. And then we've got world champion bareback rider Kelly Timmerman going to be joining us tomorrow. And then Wednesday we have a great guest. We're going to feature some music from the very talented Remy Sutton and hear her story about her inspiration and her work around rodeo and just her life that she's experienced. So we're going to get to share her story. It's going to be really, really exciting, fans. So make sure to hang tight all week long with us. Of course, we air every Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time, and give you guys kind of an update on what's happening in the world of rodeo, bull riding, Western heritage, you name it. We're covering it right here on our Lunch Hour Show. Well, fans, we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to sit back and talk with our guests. You know what? Before I do that, don't let me forget, we've actually got to talk about some of the things just leading into it. Now, last night's rodeo report, we had Brett Weldon calling in from Durango, Colorado. We had Joe Scully calling in from Canada. And we are so glad to have those guys as part of what we're doing here on the Making It Rodeo Network and being able to call in and update you listening fans about the rodeos that are happening, kind of give you a rundown of the results that are happening, some of the top names that are rolling through these events. So you guys will have that experience every Sunday night, 9 o'clock Central Time. Now, we're also going to be adding more of our correspondents. More guys are going to be checking in with us, and we've got a great lineup, man. And folks, if you are interested, if you are going out to rodeos, if you're working rodeos, an announcer, bellman, if you feel like you have what it takes to call in and you're attending enough events, you want to get the exposure for the committees, man, it sits really nice in your back pocket when you go in there and share with them how you promote their events as well as yourself. This is an opportunity that we like to share with our guys, give you an opportunity to kind of get behind the microphone and talk with our listening audience as well. So feel free to give us a call. Send us an email. My numbers are posted on the Contact Us page on MakingItRodeo.com. You can always go over there and get in touch with us, man. We will be happy to get you lined up and ready to go. So if you're listening in to our show and say, man, I would love to be a part of that, we've got a place for you. So feel free to give us a call. We're going to make some big things happen here on MakingItRodeo.com. Glad to have our listeners from KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas, tuning in as well. Man, it's exciting to have our stuff broadcasted on the Cowboy Capital Radio Network. And, man, it's just we are proud to be a part of KWBY. They've got a lot of things that are going on throughout the week. We've got their live stream set up on MakingItRadio.com. So when you're not listening to our Lunch Hour Radio shows, our rodeo reports on the weekend, or our rodeo wrap-up shows that, like we will be airing this weekend, you guys can tune in to MakingItRadio.com all the time for some great rodeo coverage, great red dirt, southern rodeo music. I'm telling you, you'll love it. And, man, they have got a lot to offer. So, fans, a lot to be excited for right here with MakingItRadio.com. And so glad to have all of you on board tuning in with us. Make sure you post our links out there. When you follow us on our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter at Making8, you guys can go down and man, we will be so happy to get you to bring in more of your friends. So share our experiences, share our posts out there. We want more of our listeners to be able to get excited about what's happening in the world of rodeo, Western heritage. Like I said, today is going to be exciting, fans, as we've got a big show lined up. We're going to talk with the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls, and they are based out of California. If you guys have not had an opportunity to see this crew in action, man, you are truly missing out. And we're talking about they are a spectacular form of entertainment. We're going to talk about where they've been, some of the things that they have, how they got started. It's going to be wild. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. When we come back from our break, fans, we look to have a couple of the girls from the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls. And so it is going to be exciting right here on a Monday as we fire up your work week right here with the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show and the Make It Eight Rodeo Network. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Make It Eight Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event, whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics, or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. Extreme Sports Medics.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck and I drive through the lane. Getting down hard as
catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make It Eight Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
I'm a cowboy, yes I am. And last summer on my 40th birthday, I deserved the biggest stupid sign you could ever give an individual. I decided on my 40th birthday I was going to become a rough stock bareback rider in the rodeo. Not a good age to start this little hobby. Guess I better tell the wife. Pumpkin? You ain't gonna believe this, I'm going to bareback riding school. And she goes, are you stupid? I guess. But I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. I ain't never been afraid to take the bull by the horn. I've been a cowboy since the day I was born. I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
I get to the arena, the horse is in the chute. But it's not even a fucking horse, y'all. It's a trainer. The horse still has a halter with a lead rope on it, all right? But I get behind the chute and my coach starts calling me cowboy, which is psyching me up. I mean, if he just called me Bill, I'd be like, hey, let's just blow this off. But I get behind the chute and he goes, I knew you'd show up because you're a cowboy. I believe you're a cowboy. Hey, are you a cowboy? I said, yes, I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. Living for a minute when they pull that gate, counting every
second down and praying for parade. I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
My coach goes, all right, cowboy, when you're ready, you get that hat, we're going to let him go. I said, let's go. They slam the gate open and lead the horse out by the rope. Like you would do with your kids. But I'm spurring this horse like I'm at the National Finals Rodeo, man. I'm just, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And my coach is screaming, you got him, cowboy, you got him. I said, you dang right, I got him. I am a cowboy. About that time, I hear my coach go, get him, Hank. Hank is my coach's dog, whose only job is to make this horse mad. Hank jumps up and bites this horse on the butt, and this horse freaks. He did this plunge, buck, and I'm airborne.
I'm a cowboy, yes I am. Make no mistake about it, I'm a rodeo man. I ain't never been afraid to take the bull by the horn. I've been a cowboy since the day I was born. I'm a cowboy, yes I am.
And my coach goes, well, Bill? And I said, oh, now it's Bill. He said, do you want to ride that horse again? I said, no, but I got to know one thing. Did that horse buck? And he goes, yeah, why? And I go, because I am a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am.
What do you think of that story, son?
You know what, Dad? That was pretty stupid.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Well, all right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on a Monday morning as we get you fired up about the work week. I know it's going to be a long one, folks, but you know what? Today we have got some great guests that are going to be calling in, and, you know, we've actually got them on the line right now, and this is going to be a really cool thing. I don't know why we haven't done it sooner, but fans, please help welcome the one of the directors of the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls, and Miss Jennifer Welch Nicholson. Jennifer, how are you?
Well, I am fantastic this morning, and I want to thank you for having us on.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are excited about having you here. You know, I really don't understand why we haven't had you sooner. We've had your husband call our show so many times. And we love hearing from him, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we see so much about the Riata Ranch Girls, completely my mistake, but we are glad to have you here today.
Well, I'm glad you decided to have us rather than my husband, not that I don't love him or anything, but it's nice that you brought us on.
That's right. It's a good change to hear from a different Nicholson, so.
Exactly.
Well, Jennifer, just talk to us a little about what the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls are.
Well, probably the most well-known facet of the team, of course, is our performance team, which is we're known for our trick riding, our trick roping shows that we put together. The Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls performance team was actually formed officially in 1976. That's when Riata Ranch put its first team of young women out on the professional rodeo trail, if you will. But prior to that, the Riata Ranch itself was created in 1957, and it was known as a junior horse show and junior rodeo school. Young riders from around the community came out and they learned to ride horses, but they learned a lot more than just riding horses. There truly is a kind of a life lesson and a character building a component built into the foundation of Riata. And so students not only learn to ride horses, but they actually learn to be better people. And okay, when the trick riding team was formed in 76, I don't think that the founder at the time envisioned the global notoriety that Riata Ranch would achieve. It really was just started as a way to get more into the community and have young people perform in front of their friends and family and be involved in community events. Of course, that isn't exactly where it stayed. We started in California, and we started with Cotton Rosser, the Flying U Rodeo Company, and, of course, the RSC under Bob Cook. And we went up and down the California coast for a couple of years and then had a chance to go to Belgium with Larry Mahan and his Ramblin' Rodeo Review, and that started the the international aspect of what we do. And since then, we've been to 18 countries on four continents. And probably our most prestigious audience would have been the Queen of England last year for her Diamond Jubilee. And we got to go perform. We just took our trick ropes. We didn't take our horses. We were part of the U.S. contingency that went over. And you're going to speak with Brandy here in just a little bit. And Brandy also was on that team. And, boy, I tell you what, it was pretty surreal to be there at Windsor Castle and have the Queen of England in an audience. It was pretty wonderful and exciting for us that we could take the Western heritage to and Western rodeo, American rodeo, to England and do it on such a grand. Yeah.
So, well, what was her response as you guys were performing for her? Did you have an opportunity to kind of see what her response was of it?
Well, you know what, Brandy and I weren't too far from the Royal Box, so we could see her face quite clearly, and I can tell you she was delighted. And I will let you know, the Queen had her hand in designing, you know, what she wanted in the show, and she definitely wanted somewhat of a reenactment of a Buffalo Bill Wild West show. So we brought some components. It wasn't really a traditional Wild West show, but we did have components. We brought real ranch cowboys over, and we had cattle and stage coaches and Native Americans, and then the Riata girls. We had our trick ropes, and she really was pleased, and we got a chance to meet her, and she's everything you think that she would be.
So I bet. Now, how many girls do you have actually with you today that are on the performance team? How many girls do you have that perform?
Well, of course, you know, just like everybody else in professional rodeo, we are burning up the rodeo trail this summer. And currently there are five young women riding under the Rafter Double R brand. And one thing I'm really proud of the legacy of Riata is that we've got a couple of young ladies with us that are from Australia. So we're really reaching out and trying to introduce professional rodeo to as many young people as we can and bring them into our world. So if you are to see us perform, that we'll have five young ladies on the road. And then, of course, I've got Brandy, who's from California, and I've got a young lady with me who's just 15, Anna Estill. She's from Gerlach, Nevada, which is kind of out in the middle of nowhere in Nevada, about 3 hours of Reno, but her family, that's what they ranch, that's what they do. They raise cattle, sheep, and hay. And so we're just happy to be up and down the rodeo trail and seeing as many people as we can.
I bet. Now, what are the age ranges? I know you said you had one girl at 15. What are the age ranges for your girls?
Well, as I said, Anna's our youngest. She's 15, and Brandy and Sarah are 22, and then we've got Sarah's sister Samantha with us, and Samantha is 26, and then I just tell everybody I'm aged.
that's very good. We won't question it at all.
Yeah. So that's the way you go.
That is really exciting. Now, along with the rodeo circuits, you guys go to many rodeo events throughout the season, as you guys have been really busy this summer, but you also do other types of events that you perform for. Is that right?
That is correct. We have, in the past, we've been invited to perform halftime shows for the NFL, which is really exciting, especially if you get a Monday night game. There's just an energy about that. And when you go into a stadium where there's, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 people, it's pretty energizing. And we enjoy being able to do those types of shows. And, you know, also we do a lot of corporate events outside of our rodeo dates. And, of course, being from California that we are, we're only 3 hours from L.A., and it's nothing for us to get a phone call to be in a commercial or do a little stunt work here and there. But we really run the gamut. And then what a lot of people don't understand about Riata is that we're not just a performance team, but we also have a training program. So throughout the year, we're always doing any kind of training that we can, whether it be with young people, adults, some leadership training in there. We work with just about, you know, everybody. It doesn't necessarily just have to be young ladies looking to train and be on the performance team. I've actually just did a clinic when I was in Estes Park for a couple of for women, and it was mostly and it was about a mentorship program for women and just kind of an empowerment day where they came out and did some things on some horses they thought they would never do. And I'm working with a woman by the name of Kathleen Cox, and she and I are going to be putting together some leadership training programs for next year as well that are directed just to women. And we'll do some motivational things as well and try and pamper these ladies as well with the horses.
Wow, that is interesting. So you guys will work on different levels for different people, basically based on what their needs are and work with them in the horsemanship field and things like that, huh?
Exactly. We run the gamut. And you know, a lot of people think that a lot of people don't call because they think they already need to know how to ride. And, you know, we meet a lot of people when we're traveling across this country, and a lot of people would, you know, people say, I'd love to do this, but I don't have a horse or I don't know how to ride. Well, you know, we're willing to take someone like that on for a couple, 2-3 days and just give them the experience. And what we have, not everybody that wants to come and train for a week or so really wants to go on and do this as a profession. They just want the experience. So we try to provide that for anybody that we meet, whether it be a young girl or a woman who just wants to come in. Or I'll tell you what, we even work with boys every now and then, but this tends to be more something that appeals to young women and to ladies. So.
Wow. Well, I may just have to send my wife out there with you for a little bit. I bet you she would enjoy that.
You know, she probably would. And the thing is, what's really cool about it is that they, you know, we do teach people some techniques about what it is about trick riding and how you have to learn. And once people understand the fundamentals and the mechanics of what it really takes to do what these young ladies do, there's an appreciation. And, you know, there's one other thing I want to mention. And one of our goals that we also have, and it's kind of one that we don't state, it's just one that we know, but as everybody in this industry understands, is as our modern world moves forward, in general, we have a population of folks who know less and less about agriculture and ranching and the Western lifestyle and what it takes to put food on the table and to continue what we do in our American Western lifestyle. So we try to educate as many people as we can just to get them to appreciate what we do and to understand why anybody would want to rodeo or why anybody still would want to farm or ranch. You know, it really is a big part of our American culture and who we are. And to me, I don't want to see it go away. I want to see it thrive and be strong. So part of our mission, if you will, besides performing, is to also pull as many fans into the sport of rodeo as possible. And you know what? It might just be one person, but it's one person that wasn't a fan, you know, before. So when we go out and put our product out there, that is what we're trying to do. That's our mission.
Wow. And that is truly amazing because, and Jennifer, the similarities are so much there because that's what we do here as well. You know, we want to educate, we want to excite fans, and we want them to have an understanding of just where we come from and the life that we live working out here. So I think it's amazing what you guys do. And then the performances at these rodeos, I mean, we were just talking about it before we had you on that, you know, if our fans have not seen your performances, they are truly missing out on some pretty spectacular events.
Well, I thank you for that. We try to put on the best possible show we can every time we step out in that arena. And our philosophy is not to let the shirt tail hit our backside once we hit that gate. We try to keep it
That's right.
as possible.
That's right. Well, I know you guys do a great job. And speaking of that, talking about these girls that are out there performing at these events, you've got a couple of them with you, and I would love to sit back and actually talk with one of them right now, and Brandy Phillips. So, Brandy, I know she's listening in, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Brandy. Well, thank you for taking the time out here today. How long have you been with the Riata girls?
10 years.
Wow. And what are some of the experiences that you have? I know that Jennifer was just mentioning you actually got to go over last year to England and be there for the Queen Jubilee, correct?
Yes, and it was a pretty, pretty amazing experience, being with all these different countries, and we all ate together and practiced together, and we got to know some of these people. Even if they couldn't speak English, we all had such a good time with each other and experienced this really great thing with all these people from around the world.
I bet, I bet. Well, Brandy, how much time and effort goes in during the week for you guys to rehearse and practice? I mean, how much time is dedicated to that?
At least, if we're getting ready to hit the road, we're out there every day for at least 3 weeks practicing. During the winter time is a lot more training time, so that's into new horses and new girls, and we really focus on our youth program at home and teaching young girls how to be around horses and the ranch lifestyle. And
wow.
When we're getting ready for our performances, we put our nose to the grindstone and really work hard on it because we really want to put out a good product. And every year it seems like we have a lot more expectations, so we just expect to keep up with it.
Absolutely. Now, when you guys are out there on the road, do you guys have an opportunity? I mean, do you have, like, do you do autograph signings and things like that for a lot of these young kids and these fans at the rodeos?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We always have little kids come up and bring their hats and their T-shirts, and we even find a couple boots here in Rock Springs, and we laughed because we were standing there next to Jake Wright talking to him, and a bunch of kids wanted our autograph, and we said, maybe you should get his. We thought that was pretty funny.
I know that feeling. I actually was the same way back in my bull riding career. I was sitting next to Rob Smets, and the kids were wanting my autograph, and I said, no, you want his autograph.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
A legend in this sport. That is really neat. Well, Brandy, I got to say that it's really exciting to hear what you guys do, and it's so neat to have that experience that you guys, you know, that we get to watch out there in the arenas and at these events that you guys perform, you know, at. What are some of your things, your hobbies that you like to do outside of the arena?
Outside of the arena, I usually spend. I mean, yesterday we all kind of took the day off and went down to the Flaming Gorge. We like to make sure we enjoy our life as much as we work hard. Back at home, I work on another ranch besides our own and ride colts and pretty much do this year round. Some of the other girls take into some traveling time and whatnot, but we definitely, when we're at a place and we have a sight to see or have a day off, we definitely try to enjoy the communities that we go to. And get to know
sure.
The people. Yeah, it's great.
Well, very good. Well, I certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes out, Brandy, and we look forward to watching you at these events that you guys are performing at. I know it's been a busy summer, but hang in there. I know the winter months are coming up quick.
thank you. No worries. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And I believe you guys also have Sarah Thompson there, right?
Yes, I'll pass it right over to her.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Sarah, and thank you for joining us here on our lunch hour show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yes, ma'am. Now, let me ask you, how long have you been performing with the Riata Girls?
This is my third year coming over from Australia to perform with Riata.
Wow. So you came over from Australia and about 3 years ago?
In 2010, the ladies were performing at the World Equestrian Games in Kentucky, and my,
uh-huh.
boss, my boss at the time was also performing there, and so I was able to come over with him, and I was able to meet the girls, and they invited me back to California, and ever since then, I just keep coming back every summer.
Wow. So you spend the summer months over here traveling with the Riata girls, and then you go home during the winter months, is that right?
I spend a lot of time up in Canada. I came down to the United States in May, and before that I spent the first part of the year in Canada. I will go back up north in about a month or so, and I work up on a ranch there riding colts and training performance horses, and then I will come back down for the finals in Vegas this year.
Wow. Well, great. We look forward to hopefully seeing you out there, as I believe we'll be out there as well. With you being from Australia, do they have a lot of performance teams like this, or is this something that is just truly unique and one of a kind?
This is definitely unique and one of a kind. Back in Australia, you know, we did not have performance teams. There are trick riders back at home, but with rodeo at home, it's very hard to make a living. Our rodeos are very small compared to what's over here, and there are definitely not as many due to our population because we're so small. But
right.
So I've always wanted to trick ride, and I thought I'd learn from the best, so I came over to the United States.
Well, I think you picked a good team to work for. I mean, we certainly enjoy watching the Riata girls out there at so many events. Were you one of the ones that were able to travel over to England or no?
No, I was not. I was back in Australia. And two other girls that went over.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what are some things that you like to do, Sarah, when you're not performing here? What are some hobbies outside of the rodeo arena?
Well, a lot of my time is taken up with training horses, and I really enjoy doing that. And when I get to go back to Australia for the short amount of time, I like to spend a lot of it in a river and with a whole lot of friends.
In the river. Well, I'll tell you, that's a pretty good way to spend your time off.
It is a very good way. I'm very lucky to be over here and traveling with these girls and seeing the United States. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, so far, out of your time and being able to travel with the Riata girls, what is your favorite place that you've been to so far?
Well, people may not believe this, but my favorite state is actually South Dakota. And no one ever believes me when I say that, but we always have a fantastic time when we travel out there. And we go to the smallest little communities, but they're always really happy to have us, and they really look after us and show us a good time, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I mean, it's the smaller venues or the smaller events that you would go to that really do. They make things really unique and special for you guys, and the memories there, I'm sure, are something fantastic. Well, but I appreciate you taking the time out, Sarah, and checking in with us, and we look forward to watching you guys out there at these other events throughout the remainder of the summer months.
Yeah, we can't wait. We love being on the road, and we love performing for everyone.
Yes, ma'am. Well, with that, I'm going to talk with Jennifer for just a few more minutes, but I definitely want to thank both Sarah and Brandy for spending the time here on our lunch hour show. We really look forward to watching you guys at so many more events throughout the summer. So safe travels and enjoy the rest of the summer months.
Thank you. You too.
So,
well, hello.
Jennifer,
hi.
Let me ask you, how do you guys get to so many rodeo events throughout the year? I know that you guys are a not-for-profit organization. Do you guys have sponsors or anything like that?
Well, we're always looking for new sponsors. I can tell you we are a 501c3 because of the outreach that we do for young people. And
right.
One thing I don't think people quite understand is once a girl makes the team, when she's on the Riata team, it really doesn't cost her to be on the road with us because we take care of all the expenses. So everything goes all the way back. It goes right back into the program. And because of her educational component, a lot of people are saying, well, how can you do that as an entertainment team? Well, because of the educational component that we also put forth in our package. And a lot of times when we're at rodeos, if we have time, it can't happen at every event, but we try and pick out a few key events throughout the year where we actually will put on clinics while we're at that event. And so the way that this works for us is, one, yes, we take straight-out donations. And, again, everything goes right back to the Riata program and provides for these girls and provides for us to be out on the road and our training program. We are always looking for sponsors, always. The door is always open for that. Whether it's a one-time sponsor, whatever anybody would like to do, they can find more information about Riata Ranch at our website, which is www.rrcowboygirls.com. And on there, there is a way you can donate directly to Riata online as well. I do want to make something really clear. Sometimes people get a little confused. I don't necessarily work with troubled teens. I'm not telling you that these young girls I have aren't sometimes trouble. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I don't necessarily work with troubled teens. That isn't necessarily. Some people think I get all these, you know, wayward girls and put them on this team. And I'm not going to tell you that I haven't had them. I've had a couple. But the Riata program is open to anybody who has a desire and a passion to do something out of the norm. That's
right.
Really the criteria. It isn't, you know, I've had girls from just speaking with Sarah, I get them from all over the world, and it isn't, and they're not troubled in the sense that most people think of troubled teens. They're just young women that just have a passion and a desire to be with horses and to perform. And they find that Riata kind of fills all that niche. And then the other unique aspect about what Riata is that the girls become part of the team. And so we spend a lot of time in our training programs. It isn't just teaching the skills. It's building the Riata philosophy. It's building that team leadership. And we have each other's backs. And we want everybody that comes through the training program, they're not necessarily a great fit for the team, but they at least learn something and gain something at least from the training experiences that they have. So,
sure.
You know, any kind of contributions that anybody would like to give or sponsorship, I'm telling you, we're open to that. And we just want to continue to go up and down the road and present a good product. And these girls work really hard at being the best that they can be, so it's a trade off for them as well.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for sharing all of this information with us. I mean, it's really neat to be able to sit back and hear from not just you but also your girls there and get their experience. You know what it's like to work as a Riata girl and to be a part of such a special team. I know that you guys are like a family, just like any other part of the rodeo. You know, I mean, we all are a huge family, and it's really neat to be able to spend a few minutes and hear from your side of things, you know.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that is what's unique about the rodeo industry. I think those of us that have been in it and do it, we understand that it's hard to rodeo. Let's just put it up. This is not an easy thing to do. So you have to admire contestants, committees, people like you, specialty acts, stock contractors, anybody that decides that they want to promote this lifestyle and this industry, whatever capacity that they're doing it. Such an appreciation.
Right.
You think about all the people that have dedicated their lives to the industry, to rodeo.
Yes,
very special people, because this is not an easy road to go down. So those of us that dedicate ourselves and have a passion for it, I think it's pretty special. My hat goes off to everyone that has done so in the past and continues to do so now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we certainly appreciate it. And, you know, thank you. Thank you guys so much for what you do in the arena and then outside of the arena. Like I said, I mean, I think that it would be a great opportunity. I think we'll have to look into seeing about getting my wife out to one of your clinics and spending some time out there. I know that she's always looking to hone her skills and maybe become a little bit better of a horse person and learn to ride a little bit better. So there's no better place I could think of than to send her out here with you ladies.
Well, we'd love to have her, and that's just it. It, you know, the training, the techniques that we have, our training techniques that we use are just really, if you already ride, it's just to enhance what you're already doing and maybe show you a different side of riding that you've never considered. And we are very safe. I want everyone to know that. We're not going to send you on a galloping horse to hang on for your life. We do everything very safe. And if I could just leave your audience with just this one last thought. One of the, you know, every organization has some founding principles that they operate, trying to adhere to these principles. And I think one of the most important principles that we use here at Riata, and everything has to be tested to see if it lives up to this saying, but what we say and what we try to present is you earn your reputation in the arena, but you earn your respect in the barn. And that is how we operate. And it's just as important for these girls to be just as exciting and lovely and fun to be around when they're not performing as when they're in the arena. Because let's face it, when it's showtime, we're only on for such a, you know, in the hours of a day, it's just such a short part of our life that day, but it takes all day to get ready for that, right? So
that's right.
Everybody has to be, you have to be just as passionate about, you know, the lifestyle as you do about the performance. And that's what makes these
absolutely
girls so unique. That's where their passion lies. And that's,
wow.
We're lucky to have all these young ladies right now.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, listen, Jennifer, we are going to let you go, but we look forward to seeing you again. And I want to thank your husband for kind of opening the door for us and giving us the opportunity to talk with you here on our lunch hour show.
Well, I'll tell Chad exactly that you said that, and I'll have to thank him myself.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we look forward to hearing from you again sometime.
All right. Thank you for having us.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, fans, that was Jennifer Nicholson and a couple of her girls with the Riata Ranch Cowboy Girls. And, man, I'm telling you, that is truly exciting. What an amazing group of talent. And they're really reaching out to, you know, not just young girls, but really girls of all ages. And with these clinics and everything else that they have going on. You've got to go check out their website, rrcowboygirls.com. And, you know, the links are posted out there. Make sure you guys go follow up with them. And, you know, when you find them on Facebook and things like that, tell them, hey, thanks for taking the time out here on our lunch hour show. So you guys make sure to continue to follow along with them all season long. And they've got some great events coming up. So you guys will have an opportunity to go see them firsthand. And, with that, fans, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our show. We've got our contest. We've got to announce our winner in the Humps and Horns contest. So we've got that coming up, and we're going to talk about Cheyenne and just things that went on there as well. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakeItAtRodeo.com.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. The Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door.
Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country. Rodeo wrap-ups and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, as we have just had a great, great time talking with the Riata girls. And, you know, it really is. It's exciting to be able to share some experiences and how close we all are from all aspects of the sport of rodeo. And, you know, carrying on this tradition and this Western heritage is really man, it is just a unique, unique opportunity. What a great family. And, you know, it doesn't make a difference what your part is in rodeo. Even as spectators, you are still a valuable part of the lifestyle that we all live. And, you know, some of us only live the lifestyle as fans, you know. But you all are still just as much a part of this rodeo family. And we're so glad to have you guys tuning in today right here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Now, we've got to start wrapping things up, Kansas, and I told you that we have three events coming up in Kansas this week. Everything starts up there. Now, Cheyenne Frontier Days is wrapped up. A lot of these guys that are just sitting out there, maybe in the top 10 or, you know, even further back, are, you know, these guys are still pushing. They don't want to lose those spots. They have an opportunity to make some money, and with three events going on in Kansas, you know, that's going to be a huge opportunity. We're going to see a lot of guys passing through. And, yes, Making A Rodeo Network is going to be at one of those. Now, I told you we had a contest. We're giving out an e-edition subscription to Humps and Horns magazine. You can go online and catch all the latest articles that are going on with Humps and Horns. And, you know, we are excited to have those storylines out there and be able to bring you that coverage as we get them month to month. And we want to share that experience with you. We offered the contest last Friday. We gave you guys an opportunity to put in your answers, and we have one person with the correct answer. So she has won the year subscription to the e-edition of Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, and that would be Miss Emily Kimmies. She is a huge fan, huge follower of Making It Radio Network, and we're proud to have her here. I know it was a little challenging, but we gave you guys the opportunity, and it was actually posted on NakedEightRadio.com. If you look close, you would have found it. We are hitting the road here in about, well, within the next half hour, folks, and heading to Abilene, Kansas, with our good friends, the Andrews Rodeo Company, who will be up there with their event all week long. Now, we've got performances that will start on Wednesday. We've got a Bulls, Bears, and Bronx event that will be going on. We've got Flock all week. We're going to be doing our lunch hour shows all week long live from Abilene, Kansas. So you fans can stay tuned and see how things are going out there with us. We're also going to do a rodeo wrap-up on Saturday evening, so you guys will have an opportunity then to check in with us and find out how things go. We're going to be airing interviews all week as we catch up with a lot of these top contestants making their run for the Wrangler National Finals. So more exciting things happening there, folks, and you guys will have a chance to catch up with us. And, wow, man, it's going to be exciting. We've got a long drive ahead of us here today, but we're going to knock it out this afternoon, get up there with our good friend, the Andrews Rodeo Company, who are already on their way up with the stock. And we're going to be spending the week up there. So exciting things happening, fans. If you guys are going to be around Kansas, there's three events going on up there, one of them being with our good friends, the Andrews Rodeo Company. A lot of the stock that you're going to see up here, we're also going to see in Las Vegas at the Wrangler National Finals. So not just the talented athletes that will be coming through, but also the animal athletes that we're going to have a preview of and be able to see there in Las Vegas. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to us all week long, 11 o'clock Central Time. Make sure to continue to keep posting our stuff out there. Now, as we do every Lunch Hour Rodeo show, we always like to leave you with a little cowboy logic. And, you know, Jennifer there with the Rialto Ranch, she really gave us a lot of good cowgirl logic. You know, but we want to leave you with a little bit of our own today. And I thought this was pretty fitting, especially for a Monday. It gives us something to think about all week. But if you're going to do it right, or if you're going to do it right, or get off the horse. You know, really kind of makes things happen out there. Hey, you know, you can never quit, and we will never fail because of the fact that we will never quit trying. And that's what gives us an opportunity to be out here with you fans, tuning in every day of the week. We're excited to have you here, and we look forward to catching up with you again. So, fans, tomorrow we will be live with another great guest. Our bareback riding world champion, Kelly Timmerman, will be joining us live. And we want to thank Jennifer and the Rialto Girls for catching up with us here today on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We look forward to doing it again real soon. So until tomorrow, Rodeo fans, make sure to continue to get a grip with MakeItEightRodeo.com.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.